What if the person who most needs a chaplain begins by saying, I am not religious and I do not want prayer or God talk? That statement is not the end of pastoral care. It is the beginning of clear, respectful care. Religiously unaffiliated people are not one group with one outlook. Some are atheist or agnostic. Some describe themselves as spiritual but not religious. Some have stepped away from a faith community, and some have never belonged to one. A person may also carry hurt from past religious pressure. Good chaplaincy does not assume what any label means. It asks, listens, and follows the person's language. Start by honoring the stated boundary without argument or withdrawal. You might say, thank you for telling me. I will respect that. What feels heaviest today? This protects the care seeker's agency and makes room for an honest story. Then listen beyond formal religion. Meaning may be found in relationships, nature, work, creativity, service, memory, justice, or daily routines. Awe does not need to become theology. Grief does not need a spiritual explanation. The chaplain's task is not to supply meaning, defend religion, or persuade someone to hope. It is to help the person name what matters, what has been lost, and what support would feel welcome. Consider a patient with serious illness who says she is tired of people telling her to have faith. She talks instead about the garden she can no longer tend. Her neighbor asks permission before changing anything, brings her a tomato, and tells her what is growing. A chaplain can recognize that the garden holds identity, connection, loss, and choice. Rather than turning the garden into a religious symbol, the chaplain might ask, "What helps you stay connected to what is yours?" That question can open practical next steps, such as asking a family member to sit quietly, talk about the garden, and stop trying to make the illness sound inspirational. Throughout the encounter, attend to the whole person, including physical strain, emotions, thoughts, changed routines, relationships, and spiritual or non-faith sources of meaning. Stay within scope. Chaplains assess pastoral needs and offer presence, reflection, advocacy, and connection. They do not diagnose or treat mental health or medical conditions. When needs exceed the chaplain's role, offer a warm referral to the appropriate professional while continuing pastoral support. The grounded takeaway is simple. Do not treat religious absence as human absence. Respect the boundary, release your own agenda, and listen for the person's unedited story. Care begins when people do not have to defend their worldview in order to be heard.